Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. I'm having visions of ice cream and watermelon and wonderful family celebrations as I pre-record this. I hope that you and your family and your friends have a wonderful day celebrating the freedom that we have here in the United States to worship the Lord and to read His Word. We're in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9 today in the Christian Standard Bible. Then we have a companion scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Starting in Acts 17 and verse 1. After they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As usual, Paul went into the synagogue and on three Sabbath days reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Messiah. Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, including a large number of God-fearing Greeks, as well as a number of the leading women. But the Jews became jealous, and they brought together some wicked men from the marketplace, forming a mob and started a riot in the city. Attacking Jason's house, they searched for them to bring them out to the public assembly. When they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here too, and Jason has welcomed them. They are all acting contrary to Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, Jesus." The crowd and the city officials who heard these things were upset. After taking a security bond from Jason and the others, they released them. And now let us turn over to 1 Thessalonians in chapter 2, where we will connect the dots between what is happening in the book of Acts. So Paul went to Thessalonica. It was kind of a ruckus there in Thessalonica. And now him writing back to the church there in Thessalonica. Chapter 2. "For you yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our visit with you was not without result. On the contrary, after we had previously suffered and were treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know, we were emboldened by our God to speak the gospel of God to you, in spite of great opposition. For our exhortation didn't come from error or impurity or an intent to deceive. Instead, just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please people, but rather God, who examines our hearts. For we never used flattering speech, as you know, or had greedy motives. God is our witness. And we did not seek glory from people, either from you or from others. Although we could have been a burden as Christ's apostles, instead, we were gentle among you, as a nurse nurtures her own children. We cared so much for you that we were pleased to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember our labor and hardship, brothers and sisters. Working night and day so that we would not burden any of you, we preached God's gospel to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how devoutly, righteously, and blamelessly we conducted ourselves with you believers. As you know, like a father with his own children, we encouraged, comforted, and implored each of you to walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. This is why we constantly thank God, because when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as a human message, but as it truly is, the word of God, which also works effectively in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, since you have also suffered the same things from people of your own country, just as they did from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and persecuted us. They displease God and are hostile to everyone by keeping us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. As a result, they are constantly filling up their sins to the limit, and wrath has overtaken them at last. But as for us, brothers and sisters, after we were forced to leave you for a short time, in person, not in heart, we greatly desired and made every effort to return to see you face to face. So we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. For who is our hope or joy or crown of boasting in the presence of the Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together in the book of Acts. On this second missionary journey, Paul and Silas make their way to Thessalonica. And then we read in 1 Thessalonians, Paul's reflection on his time with the people in Thessalonica. He says, "I'm like a father to you. We encouraged you and comforted you and implored you." And what did he implore them as children of God to do? To walk worthy of God. And so that is my prayer for us today, that the Lord would help us walk worthy of him. And in those moments when we are not devout or we're not righteous or blameless, that we would look with eyes of adoration to our Savior, the Lord Jesus, who has made a way for us and is conforming us into his image. Here are some questions for reflection as you think about walking worthy of God. Today, are you living in a way to help others flourish? Today, are you tempted to think about things that don't have eternal significance more than things that do? Today, are you magnifying Jesus? Is his fullness on display in you? Today, are you seeking to be positive and finding the good in others? Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the challenge it is seeing Paul and Silas give their lives so that others might flourish. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to have a singular mind, focusing in on what really matters. Help us to magnify you today. May your fullness be on display. Give us an outlook that is from God through you, Lord, and help us to walk in a way that is worthy of the gospel, all the while knowing that when we fall short, we have a Savior who makes a way for us, who is mighty to save. And it's in his strong name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.